we worship together again. And we must keep our spirits up. I know it's hard, but God is good. I felt the Lord asking me to send a letter to all the people on my prayer list. And I expect most of you have received one of those already. I want you to know that after the service, we record an online help for people, looking at many subjects that we might struggle with. And so, after the service, you could always look in on the website to that online service. Today, we are going to sing "Give Me Oil in My Lamp." Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Lord our God, how wonderful you are. We praise you, we thank you, we glorify you because there is no one else like you. You are the one true God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Your creation is fantastic. The way you look after us is also great and wonderful. And we know that we can always put our trust in you. And our prayer this morning is that other people might see you living in us. Lord, we pray for the world. We pray for all in authority. They desperately need your wisdom. We pray for our own country, for our own government, and for all in authority. We thank you for our doctors and nurses. We thank you for the National Health Service. We thank you for our police service. We thank you for our clinics. We thank you for our family service. We thank you for our fire service. We thank you, Lord, for all the organizations like Citizens Advice Bureau that are there for us. But Lord, there are lots of other people, individuals, volunteers, who are there to help us in so many ways. And we thank you for that. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us the opportunity to do things for other people. We pray for our Willows Church. We pray, Lord, for the services, that they may go out far and wide. And we pray for the we pray, Lord, for the online ministry, and we pray, Lord, that that will truly help lots of people. Lord, we want to pray this morning for each other. We are a family. And Lord, we love you. We pray this morning for Dawn, for Emma, for Hannah. Be with them, Lord. Hannah working at the Zoo. Emma probably a bit disappointed that she can't be out and about helping other people as she loves doing. Be with her friend Caroline. Be with Dawn, Lord. Equip her for her parenthood and for her discipleship. Lord, Dawn makes many, many decisions that affect her family. And we pray, Lord, that the wisdom you've given to her, she may keep, that she will always know your guidance, and so be able to help so many other people as she does. We pray for Bruce. We pray for his parents, John and Margaret. Lord, be all that all of them need at this time. So, Lord, Dawn, Bruce, Emma, Hannah, Caroline, John and Margaret, and all their family and friends, keep them happy. And keep them, Lord, free from the virus. We pray for David, Wendy, Joshua, and Daryl. Joshua working in Bristol. Lord, may his job be safe. We pray for Daryl at home, probably frustrated because he hasn't found a job yet. But Lord, we pray you would help him and that there may be good news coming to him. We pray for Wendy. Equip her, Lord, for her discipleship. You know how she loves you. Keep her fit, Lord. Be her healer. Give her joy in her heart, your joy, Lord. And be with David. Lord, he's a carer for the National Health Service, and you know that, and you know all the people that he visits. We pray, Lord, that you would be with them, you would protect them, and you would protect David. So, Lord, we ask that you would equip him for his ministry, and that you would be his guide, and that you would keep him safe. We pray for Jean, for Stuart, for Sharon, for Peter, for Jade, for Fraser. We know, Lord, that Sharon works for Tesco's, and we pray that her job might be secure, but be with them all as a family, Lord. And Lord, you knew how Stuart wanted to get home. We're not sure what's happened yet, Lord, but we pray that you would be with Stuart. And we pray that the care package that has been promised will be there. Lord, help Jean. It's been a hard time for Jean. Lord, be her helper. So, Lord, Jean, Stuart, Sharon, Peter, Jade, Fraser, and all their family and friends, Lord, put your arms around them and provide all that they need at this time. And then, Lord, we pray for Ollie. We pray for her sons and daughters. We pray for her daughters-in-law and son-in-laws. We pray for her grandchildren. We pray for her great-grandchildren. But Lord, especially we pray for Ollie herself. She lives on her own, and we ask you to be her companion. And we ask you, Lord, to equip her for her discipleship. So, Lord, bless Ollie and all of her loved ones. Keep them safe, strong, and free from the virus. We pray for Rita, for Terry and Jackie, for Russell and Julie. Lord, keep them strong. We thank you for the way that Terry and Julie keep an eye on Rita. But Lord, we pray that you'd be with them and their family and keep them free from the virus. And for Rita, Lord, we pray that you'd keep her safe, that you'd be her companion because she lives on her own too. But Lord, also when she goes out in the car, Lord, keep her safe. Keep her cheerful. Equip her for her discipleship. Be, Lord, with Sarah. She's got a birthday coming soon, Lord. May she have a happy time. Be with her family. Be with her friends. Be with her neighbours. But Lord, for Sarah herself, she loves helping other people. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to use her in that way. Keep her happy. Be her companion because she lives on her own. Be her comfort, be her healer, be her friend. And then, Lord, we pray for Brian. We pray for his family and friends. Keep them all fit, safe, and free from the virus. And for Brian himself, Lord, equip him for his discipleship. He speaks to many people, Lord, and we pray that he might talk to them about you. We pray for Graham. We pray for Dawn. We pray for her friend Nick. We pray for Dean, for Rachel. And we also pray for Neil, Reuben and Evie. Rachel, Neil, Reuben and Evie are all in Colchester. Neil working for the army. Bless them as a family, Lord. Keep them strong. Help Rachel and the children with their schoolwork. Keep them fit, safe, and free from the virus. Be also, Lord, with Paul and Jennifer. Give Jennifer joy in her heart. And for Paul, Lord, equip him for his ministry. Keep them both fit, safe, and their family and friends, and free from the virus. Be with Richard and Barbara, and be with Harry, and all their family and friends. Keep them strong, Lord. Keep them free from the virus. And Lord, help Richard and Barbara as they consider their future. Give to them, Lord, your wisdom and guidance. And then, Lord, we pray for Richard Saunders. We pray for Jilly and Robert, who he lives with when he's here in Devon. Bless them all, Lord. Keep them all strong and free from the virus and their family and friends. Pray, Lord, for Eunice and myself. Keep us strong, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you inspired me to send a letter out. And that letter has brought a lot of comfort to people. So, Lord, may they realize that it wasn't me, it was you that inspired me to send that letter out. And I pray that it may bring comfort to many people. Lord, Hear our prayer, for we ask it in the wonderful and beautiful name of Jesus, our Savior. And now we're going to sing the hymn, Lead Kindly Light. You'll notice that the hymns are about lights. I've just received information that Paul Van Dam, is in hospital. He's been in hospital since Tuesday. He had a bad reaction to some particular tablets that he's taking. They say that hopefully he might be home on Monday. It is Rita that has given this message to us, and I would just like us for a moment to pray for Paul and Jennifer. Let us pray. Dear Lord, be with Paul. Be with Jennifer at home on her own. Lord, enter into that family, and may Paul recover quickly, and may Jennifer be kept safe. Keep them both free from this virus, Lord, we pray. Amen.
The reading is from John chapter 8, verses 1 to 12. Jesus forgives an adulterous woman. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older one first, until only Jesus was left. With the woman still standing there, Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Amen.
Another song about light. Lord, the light of your love is shining. The message for today is entitled, The Light Still Shines. John 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now, some 3,000 years ago, the nation of Israel was going through a time of great moral and spiritual darkness. The future was bleak, depression was rife, and restless and despair gripped many people. Yet, God spoke a message of hope to his people, came through the prophet Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death, because a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of course, that prophecy came true, but before it happened, listen to this. Centuries passed, and once again, the situation was black. Perhaps even blacker than before. The nation was oppressed. Violence was rife. Revolutionary groups were spreading terror. And yet, God's message of hope rang out. Here's the message. The rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Those are the words of Luke, and of course we know Jesus came. So my friends, today we face a very difficult time, and one that is very widespread. There has been loneliness, loss of income, loss of work, and also loss of our loved ones. However, there is a better time ahead, and we must believe it, and we must work for it, keeping the restrictions that we're given and all the advice that we have. Can I tell you this? The light of Christ has not been and never will be extinguished. It still scatters the darkness wherever Jesus is welcomed into lives and homes. Moreover, one day he is coming in a blaze of splendor to take those who love him and belong to him to his Father's house forever. For them, whatever the world knows, the best is yet to be. So we ask, Lord, show us any darkness in our lives and help us to open that area up to your light. And we know, Lord, that those who Jesus lights up are to be lights to others. In other words, as we receive the light of Jesus in our lives, may we shine for him, and may others see that light living in us. Amen. And now we're going to sing our last song, Light of the World.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
Lord, we know that you love us, and we want to know more about your love. We want to feel your love in our lives. We want to feel your arms around us, leading, comforting, and helping us. And now, Lord, we pray that your blessing may rest upon us and all whom we love. So may Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless us, keep us, and guide us, and give us your peace. Amen.